far and away the biggest story in junior hockey, generally speaking, this week, is a movement afoot to ban fighting. The New York Times has written an article. It has gone viral. It's all a Twitter, literally. It's online. The discussion is happening between the Canadian Hockey League, Hockey Canada, USA Hockey. Should fighting be removed from the game at the amateur level? We go to the top of our league, the commissioner, David Branch, joining us in our first intermission. This will be a two-part interview continuing in our second, but we want to get a sense of where this conversation started and where it's at right now. So with our thanks to Commissioner Branch for joining us, let's begin with the headline in that New York Times article. Junior hockey on cusp of a revolution trying to stop fighting. Is this a direction we're headed in?
Well, I mean, I agree with the headline as you describe, with maybe, if I was writing it, making one adjustment. And I don't know if revolution is the word I would use. I'd be more apt to suggest evolution. And I think we've been evolving, in our game over the last number of years and away from a number of activities that none of us like to see in our game. We have such a great game. We have a responsibility to protect our game and of course, serve the best interests of the most important people in the game, that being our players. So it's I do believe, too, Michael, that, you know, the attitudes in our industry have changed dramatically in the last little while towards a better understanding, I would suggest, of the need to have some change when we look at head injuries and the like. And so I'm really optimistic as to any number of initiatives that will be coming, you know, at us from various areas around the game, in the game, to help make it a better place.
You are quoted in the article, David, as saying there is an appetite for this. Where are you sensing that appetite? Is it among players, coaches, parents?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. And I think, first of all, as a league, we have the responsibility to lead. So when you look at internally, the signals are very strong as to the understanding and the need to make adjustments in the style of play as it relates to fighting. And we've had two different committees in our league. All have been unanimous in their support of addressing the issue of fighting and seeing what we can do to reduce the number of fights and move forward in a way that we do evolve, shall we say, on that whole issue. I think when I visit with minor hockey parents, when I walk through arenas, Michael, and I'm in a lot of minor hockey buildings throughout the winter, the comments are so very, very positive about what the OHL is doing, what hockey is now doing, because they, you know, their son or daughter who play the game, you know, that's their most precious thing that they have, you know, in this world, and they want to have the best possible environment for their son or daughter when they play the game as well.
I have said on the air, I will say here again to you, and I've always been supportive. I think you, as a commissioner of this league in particular, have done a tremendous job of protecting players, looking out for their safety. And when it comes to this particular issue, you're not alone. Hockey Canada and USA Hockey are also involved in this discussion.
Absolutely. And while I have not had intimate discussion with USA Hockey, I have with Bob Nicholson, president of Hockey Canada. And I mean, you just see the changes there as well, Mike, and you've seen it. We've all seen it this year where Hockey Canada put in a no-head-checking rule in all their programming. That was such an important step. I think the OHL put it in 2005, 2006, and a lot of people said we were going to ruin the game, we were going to take the physicality out of the game, and of course that has not been the case. And while there's still a lot of work to be done in that area, I think more and more people are understanding that particularly head injuries is an area of the utmost importance to address. And I don't see that in relation to the fighting issue, quite frankly. Fighting can cause concussions. It's not the major leading cause, for sure. You know, when you talk about fighting. I just don't think our game needs it to sell. I don't think our players really want it at the end of the day. Yeah, there's a handful of players that, unfortunately, that's the only way they feel they can compete. And to me, that's not where we want to be. And I don't think we want to put young people in that position either.
I would concur, of course, that fighting is not the leading cause of head injuries, concussions in this game, although Kitchener Rangers fans know Stephen Medinsky, a rookie defenseman who was in a fight in London a couple of weeks ago, hasn't returned since because he's out with a concussion. So it does happen, obviously. Here is the here's the devil in the details, though, David. If the Ontario Hockey League, which is a development league for the pros, moves forward with this, and all of a sudden we've got 16 to 20-year-old hockey players who do not fight under the rules of the game, but then they graduate to the National Hockey League, where, and I'll say if at that time, fighting is still allowed, are they not at a disadvantage?
Well, I mean, you know, some people you certainly use that as an argument to say why we must keep fighting. And let me firstly state, the National Hockey League has never, ever said to us, no matter what you do, make sure you keep fighting in the game. You know, that has never come from them. I think as we address the area of fighting, it must be done not just as a league. And we have already reached out to other leagues and have had discussions and will have more discussions. And I think it's important that as many leagues as possible move forward in this area, hopefully in unison as possible, because we don't want to have, you know, too many different, shall we say, variations as to how the rules are applied. And to that end, I know the National Hockey League are always challenging how they can address any number of safety issues around their players, and we look forward to having some ongoing discussions in that area with them, because you know, they play the game like no other league. It's the best league in the world. And to come back to your question about, you know, players and playing in the National Hockey League, I mean, Jeff Skinner, I don't know, did he have a fight when he played for the Kitchener Rangers?
Not that I can recall, no.
And he has survived, I would suggest, rather well in the National Hockey League. And I think that, you know what, the OHL prides itself in being the number one development league, and we pride ourselves in developing players based on skill, ability, and what they can do for the game, the Stamkoses and the Tavareses and the Jeff Skinners, as I've mentioned, and on and on and on. And that's who we develop. That's where we take our greatest pride, and that's where the National Hockey League wants us focusing our attention on as well.
We have seen in the past, David, the Canadian Hockey League being used in some ways as a testing ground for rules and ideas that are adopted within a season, for example, in the National Hockey League. Is there any indication at this point that this evolution is part of that same idea, where it would eventually, if it works at the junior level, it would be adopted in the National Hockey League?
Well, it may be. We've not had those discussions. It hasn't reached that point, Mike, but it can very well possibly be the case. I know that when we put in the no-head-checking rule, I had a lot of discussion with a lot of different NHL general managers, and of course at that time, Colin Campbell was heading up hockey ops in terms of, you know, the on-ice deportment, et cetera, and we had great dialogue, and I think they did study, you know, how it affected the game, and if so, to what extent, et cetera, and I think it helped, hopefully, them moving forward and introducing some of the new rules that they put in place, ultimately, to deal with headshots.
The New York Times article suggests this could happen as soon as next year. Can it really happen that quickly?
You know what? It may. I would not say that it will not. I mean, hockey is notorious, I would suggest, for moving slowly. But part of that is because our game is so fast. And I say that because if you do something here, you've got to really know what it's going to do over there to your game. And I think we saw that in the lockout year in 2005, where, you know, the hockey minds of the National Hockey League used the lockout time, I always felt, so very well to address certain needs of the game at that time as it related to, you know, the hooking, the holding, and thus the new standards of enforcement came in. And, I mean, while I applauded it, while we adopted virtually every one of the new initiatives, I think we all from time to time wonder if they haven't contributed in part to, you know, the increase that you see in injuries in our game.
Sure. Any indication, I know it's still relatively preliminary, but how this would be, if it goes forward, rolled out? For example, a player fights, is it an automatic game misconduct plus suspension, that sort of thing?
That's the area that we're really drilling down on now, because, as I said, there is an appetite to discuss, and for that reason now we're looking at the various ways and means in which you might be able to introduce measures that will see a reduction in fighting. So is it a fight and you're out rule? Is it a case where you target those players that are, shall we say, habitual fighters, for lack of a better description, and the like, Mike. So that's the work that's certainly being currently being conducted.
It's an interesting discussion. It's been an ongoing one. I'm personally pleased that it's moving in this direction, and I'm always proud of my broadcast partner, Don Cameron. Not that he needs support from me, but he always takes a commercial time out when a fight starts on the ice so as not to highlight what's happening. I think that's a good move on his part.
Well, hey, I applaud that as well, quite frankly. And as we all know, Don has been a true builder of the Ontario Hockey League in so many different ways, and what a great friend he has been and mentor he's been to so many of us.
Including myself. Can't argue with that. David, I really appreciate your time on this. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Michael.
OHL Commissioner, CHL President, David Branch, talking to us about the movement that is afoot between the CHL, Hockey Canada, and further, USA Hockey. Can fighting be removed from the game at the amateur level? Well, these organizations are beginning to have that conversation, and some suggestions are hinting that it could happen as soon as next year. Not sure it can go that quickly, but you never know. I do believe we are moving in this direction.